For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Native American storyteller Liz Lara O'Rourke headlined an evening of cultural connection and understanding at the Chico State campus Friday. North State Public Radio's Mark Albert caught up with her as the evening began. He opened his conversation by asking how she got started in the tradition.
Interestingly, as a child, I was very shy, and I wouldn't speak in front of other people except for my parents. And as I grew up, I started learning stories, and I started learning the lessons that come with stories, and I really liked that. And then I started sharing stories first with children. I worked in an elementary school in Indian Ed program, and I went to many different schools telling stories and teaching children how to tell stories.
One thing that I think I've observed is that a lot of stories are real profound, but they tend to be very short and abrupt.
Sometimes. I think there are different kinds of stories. American Indian people throughout the nation, a lot of indigenous people have stories, and they share history through storytelling. We didn't write things down. We actually told things from generation to generation to generation. Some are really quick. Some are really long. And you wonder, when is it going to end? But eventually, within a story, there are a lot of different lessons that can be portrayed in a story. And a lot of the lessons are about being a good person. They're about supporting your family, supporting your village. They're about treating the earth in a good way. A lot of them have lessons to teach us how to be better people. And a lot of stories will have animals. And so at my particular tribes, I'm from the coast, from Humboldt County, and I'm Hupa, Yurok, and Cholula. And our stories believe that animals were here before people. And so we learn a lot of stories around what the animals did. And coyote seems to be a very similar animal throughout many different tribes. And he provides a lot of different lessons for us to learn how to be better people.
I mean, of course, there are huge differences in cultures. But as they developed around the globe, there are certain similarities that appear in stories, even though all of these cultures develop distinctly.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. There's a couple of stories that I've heard of. I don't tell them, but I've heard of stories. One story, I believe, is from the Southwest, and it talks about the Great Flood and how the people were saved, which I think is interesting because there's a story in the Bible about the Great Flood. And I just find that amazing that history is the same. A story closer to home for our people, the Yurok people, we have a story about two brothers that go across the ocean, and they go to an island, and one brother stays at the island, but the other brother comes back. We learned maybe about a decade ago that the Maori people have a story about two men coming to their island, and one brother stays and one brother goes back. When we shared this common story, the Maori people that we met believe that we're related in some way. So again, similarity in stories really make me believe that there is a huge connection with storytelling, more so than what anyone ever realizes.
That was Liz Lara O'Rourke, a Native American woman and storyteller. She appeared Friday on the Chico State campus at the Women of Wisdom event organized by the Department of Multicultural and Gender Studies. Learn more at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.